When the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers last week denied the Pebble Mine a federal permit, it surprised people on both sides of the issue.
I was ecstatic. I was elated. I was so happy to hear that it was finally over.
Billy Trefon Jr. is from Nundalton, one of the villages closest to where the mine would have been built. Pebble would have been one of the largest gold mines in the world. The Army Corps said last week that the mine proposal didn't follow Clean Water Act guidelines. For Trefon, the project also went against the traditional teachings of elders.
I was raised up listening to elders telling me that if you take care of the land will take care of you. And it has been doing that for centuries, millenniums. So to us, this land is important. The water is important.
People around Bristol Bay have focused on Pebble to the point of exhaustion. They have invested endless time and energy into understanding the issues around the project, and many were resigned. Much of the advocacy over the past decade and a half has been centered on protecting Bristol Bay's sockeye salmon run, the largest wild salmon run in the world. Lindsay Leyland is the deputy director of United Tribes of Bristol Bay, one of the regional groups opposing the project. She's also a commercial fisherman.
As a fisherman, I'm so happy. You know, I'm so proud of all the effort that, you know, folks in the Bay and beyond have put forward and come together on.
Opposition to Pebble has been a unifying issue for the three major sectors of Bristol Bay's fishery.
It really comes down to this amazing coalition, this amazing diverse group of people, from commercial fishermen to tribes to sport fishermen to subsistence fishermen to hunters and anglers.
The debate has influenced people of all ages. Haley Carty is 13 years old. She's an eighth grader from Dillingham. And Pebble has always been a topic close to home.
This has been something I've been protesting against for a few years now. And for it to finally be denied is like really, really exciting.
Many of the people who live in the region and oppose the project also see this as a win in a fight to prioritize and protect subsistence practices.
This is our land, our food sources, our animals. Everything kind of runs off the water, and for something to like be taken away can affect so many different things. It can just destroy many, many things.
But for those who backed the project, the decision comes as a harsh blow. The mine proposal had recently seemed poised to succeed. Sue Anilin works for the Iliamna Development Corporation. Iliamna is another community close to where the mine would have been. Anilin says the area is economically depressed. She sees the Army Corps' denial as a bad decision for the state, as well as the Lake Iliamna region.
I'm very worried right now because there's a lot of people without jobs. They're depending on the government.
Anilin says people have to wake up to the economic reality in the state. She pointed out that when Pebble was operating in the area several years ago, it provided jobs. That meant they were able to more fully participate in a cash economy.
I've seen the good and the bad. When Pebble was here and a lot of people were working, they were paying for their own groceries, they were paying their own fuel, they were buying trucks, they were buying Hondas. People were paying for things. Now they can't do that. They have to rely on the government.
Lisa Reimers is the CEO of Iliamna Development Corporation and a board member for Iliamna Natives Limited. She has supported the project for years, and she disagrees with the Army Corps' determination that it was contrary to public interest. Reimers says people who live near the proposed mine site and wanted the project are deeply disappointed.
Well, we feel like we're lied to by the Army Corps because they said politics wouldn't be involved, and it ended up being politics. And the impact statement was clean. I mean, Army stated they'd recommend to build a mine. Then out of nowhere, they changed their mind.
The Pebble Partnership said in a statement that the Army Corps' decision is a lost opportunity for the region and that it plans to appeal the denial. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Izzy Ross.